Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That is on ESPN right now. I give that a read, breaking down the Browns situation, Deshaun Watson, what's going on a little bit inside of that building. We will talk to Jeremy Fowler, one of the authors of that piece, at 1 p.m. today. You're also going to want to lock it in the 1 o'clock hour. My assumption would be 1:30-ish. We will air Kevin Stefanski's press conference live today. I am sure he will be asked about this. So you're going to want to lock it in then. I have a feeling this will not be your typical Friday press conference and that Kevin Stefanski walks out, gives you the actives, answers three questions, and leaves. I have a feeling this one's going to be a little bit longer, and it's going to involve a lot of stuff that he's not going to be the most comfortable talking about. And so we're kind of in the middle of this discussion as we're going through this piece when it comes to Kevin Stefanski. And we're trying to, at least I am, folks, I think the guy can coach. Are there things that he does that drives me nuts? Yes. Would I like to see more motion in the offense? Yes. I think that's a very simple thing to do. Are there times that I wish he would run the ball more than he does? Yes. But I think the guy can coach. I think the guy knows football. I think the guy knows how to get the best out of the players that are on the field that he has. It is the first time that I have felt this way in Cleveland in a good period of time. I think the guys respond to him. I think there is something to be said of the fact that this season has gone into the sewer, and we've only really had one instance where we have had to question someone's effort, and it was Juan Thornhill. And what happened? Juan Thornhill got benched for a good chunk of that game. And found himself back in and hasn't let it happen since. I think when your season goes down the drain, you can sometimes see the true colors of your team. I think you can see the true colors of your coach. I don't look at Kevin Stefanski and think this guy is incompetent. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. This guy's overmatched. I think he is in a good position for him. I think he is a good leader. I like the way his offense looks. You know what? More than anything else, folks, and this may sound very, very dumb, I like the fact that the man can admit that he made a mistake. I think that is one of the things that we look at as a society and overlook. One of the hardest things that we can all do is admit when we screw up. Kevin Stefanski has done that. Kevin Stefanski admit that he goofed up when he hired Joe Woods to be the defensive coordinator of this team. Joe Woods, who was a personal friend of the guy for a good period of time, he ran a defense we all couldn't stand. It was, I hate to throw out the S word, but it lacked pressure. It felt very passive. It did not feel like an attacking NFL defense that could do some damage. It did not feel like a defense that could win in today's NFL. It felt like one of the defenses we saw that got Brandon Staley no longer being employed. It felt like one of the defenses that we saw all over the league where they were trying to get pressure with four. They refused to send any kind of coverage and more than or any kind of blitz or anything like that to pressure the quarterback, and they couldn't communicate on the back end of the defense. And Kevin Stefanski looked at that. I give him all the credit because he looked at it and he looked one of his friends in the face he'd known his entire coaching career and said, I can't have this. It's got to go. Bring in the next guy. Get me Jim Schwartz. Go get me an established defensive coordinator. I think there is something to be said of that. Admitting you made a mistake is one of the hardest things we can do as people. It's the one thing I will give Kevin Stefanski credit for. As much as all of you may get exhausted and, oh, yeah, we'll get it fixed. He's trending appropriately. Generic noise-filled air answers that we all poke fun at, including myself. As much as we all don't like his press conferences, as much as everybody loves Dan Campbell's press conferences and thinks that's the direction that they should all go, and it would be nice. I think the guy can coach football.
Trending appropriately?
That. I think the guy can coach football. I think while he may give you lip service, I think while he may give the media noise-filled air, I think the guy can coach football. Dietrich, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man. And a happy new year to you and your family.
You too. The thing about Stefanski, I like him, but he is inconsistent. And if we get a quarterback through free agency or the draft, it will not work because Stefanski will not commit to the running game. It's a crying shame that Nick Chubb didn't win the rushing title at least twice. Now, when he got the team, we were kind of known for running the ball. But as soon as he seen a spark in Baker Mayfield, he just wanted to throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Now, you got two backs. One that just run the rushing title and a potential guy that win the rushing title. And you mean to tell me that they didn't get 20 carries a game? Thank God Nick Chubb would take his few carries and get long yards and get 100 yards a game. And when was the last time that two backs, Nick Chubb and another back, got 25-plus carries a game?
I mean, the closest we've had that in the NFL, it probably would be this season with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, but that's the only one. I mean, that's...
What?
Oh, that, for, with the Lions.
It's been a couple running backs that got 30 carries a game this season. One running back. Like, in the beginning of the season, San Francisco had a no-name running back, got almost 200 yards. A couple of weeks ago... what's the name? Henry had 30 carries.
Hmm?
I mean, people want to get Justin Fields. It won't work with Justin Fields.
No,
we're throwing the ball. We're averaging 40 passes a game.
And Dietrich, you're right. Now, but the thing that I will counter with that of when you look at this Browns offense and you look who is here, you had Nick Chubb coming off of the second horrific knee injury of his career where they had to do multiple surgeries to put his knee back together. Are you really going to hand him the ball 15 to 20 times? I don't think you can.
No. What I'm saying is...
Are you saying before the knee injury?
Yeah, before the knee injury.
Okay, now I'm tracking.
Before the knee injury, like, he wasn't giving the ball to Chubb. He wanted to keep throwing and throwing. But Chubb was running the ball effectively that his few carries turned into, you know, a bunch of yards. But my point is that no matter who we bring in this year, it won't work because he won't commit to the running game. Like, every team, Pittsburgh, even the Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl last year, and they were dropping passes.
Good point.
They leaned on a running game.
It's a good point.
The running game and then a decent defense will win you ball games.
Dietrich?
Just like when they put Justin Fields in the beginning of the season, they didn't throw the ball 40 times a game. They ran, and let Justin Fields throw just enough because their defense kept them in the game.
Dietrich, I appreciate the call, man. I appreciate the call. You were cooking. We gotta get a couple more people in here. Please don't think that was me being rude. I get your point. And especially the way that the NFL is being today with these cover two defenses and putting the dome on top of offenses, you have to be able to run the ball. I agree. I think what you saw this year, especially when Kevin Stefanski handed over the play calling to Ken Dorsey, you saw that go out the window. That is also what Ken Dorsey did when he was with Buffalo. He was not known as being a run-first guy. He was throw first, throw second, and then maybe we'll run the ball. It's such a conundrum. I mean, it's just, it's one of those, like, yes, folks, I will say this until the end, and I have texts and all of that stuff to back it up. You can go all around the NFL, and you can look at every single coach, whichever one you want to pick, and that fan base has lost their mind over timeouts. That fan base has lost their mind over the amount they run the ball, the amount they throw the ball, everything that's in between there. It all happens. I get it. I just think the guy can coach football. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm way off base. I just think the guy can coach football.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robin Brunswick, welcome to the show, man.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man. Thanks for making it, and a happy new year to you.
Happy new year, too. I'll be quick. A lot of people have made my point already. My biggest issue with Kevin is that he, you know, he came in, and he talked about being smart, tough, accountable, and I'm not going to question anybody's toughness, and I'll even give him smart, but he doesn't hold anybody accountable. I got to imagine we have more pre-snap penalties than anybody. Once the season was over with, why are we not holding these guys accountable? You're not going to get on the field. You're not going to get on the field if you give up. I mean, Myles Garrett, he's going to be an all-star. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. And the guy gives up more pre-snap penalties than anybody. Hold him accountable. Put him on the bench for a little bit. I mean, change the culture. When the season is over, you have an opportunity to change the culture. He's a great coach when we're winning. And you know what? When things are going wrong, he doesn't do anything. He walks around the sideline.
Well,
you know what?
All right. So here's always been my problem with this, Rob. It's not like we have a camera that is directly at Stefanski. Now, are you a season ticket holder or anything like that?
I am.
And are at these games? Okay. Do you have a direct line of sight to what Kevin Stefanski does on the sidelines?
I watch him quite a bit. I got a pair of binoculars. I see what he's doing. I he mumbles to some people and stuff, but I don't see him pulling people off the field. How many illegal formations do we have? I don't see him pulling people off the field. When someone does something egregiously stupid, I don't see him go sit on the bench and sit there until I tell you to come back. That's how you change the culture. I mean, you don't go talk to him after the fact. You don't go talk to him. I mean, you don't change the culture that way. Do you ever watch Tomlin? Do you ever watch Harbaugh and stuff? They have winning cultures. You know why they have winning cultures? Because they're held accountable. And right. We do not hold anybody accountable. And so I'm not going to question his tactics. I'm not going to question the toughness or anything. He's not. I question whether he's a leader of men. Now, all that being said, I don't want to get rid of him. I think he's a smart guy. I think, like you had just mentioned, he can admit when he's wrong. I think he can learn, and I don't want to change. But somebody, I kind of thought when Vrabel was in that maybe Vrabel would be helping him a little bit with that kind of stuff, holding people accountable and advising him to, hey, you can't let this go on in your locker room. But anyhow, that was my point. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Rob. And you know what? This is the problem with this. Like, I see the frustration. I understand the frustration. I get it. Because I'm glad that Rob is the same way I am, because I always thought I was the weirdo. I'm getting, you know, screamed at on Twitter by people just saying, like, well, can him. Get him out of here. I don't want to see him. I want nothing to do with the guy. I think this is horrific, and this piece only hammers home what I've been seeing and what I've been proving. And I've got it all over. I got it all over Twitter as well. And I listened to it. And I'm going to continue to listen to it, because I feel like I'm going nuts here, that I'm like, yeah, I get it. Pre-snap penalties are a problem. I get it. Illegal formations are a mess. You shouldn't be doing this at this point in the season. I can get it when you change the rules in the beginning of the year. You're going to have those hiccups in between, but we shouldn't be doing it now. I get all of these things. But I still think the guy can kind of coach football. I still think the guy could do it. I still think the guy is somebody that I want in holding a play sheet, making those calls. I still think that's the case. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of things I can't stand that he does. There's a lot of decisions that make my head spin. There's a lot of those things, but there's a lot of stuff that I think he does well. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps. Coach Kevin Stefanski is going to be, we will air his press conference from Berea, I should say, right around that 1 o'clock, 1:30 area. Make sure you have it locked in right there. Jeremy Fowler, 1 o'clock to talk about this piece as well. Dan Wetzel along the way at 12 to talk Buckeyes. We will get to Buckeyes. We will revel in a Buckeye win and a Buckeye total thrashing of the Ducks. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92 The Fan.